It is the weekend. It's John Gibbards back hosting, and I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Mark Jones to talk about the weekend's football action. And it was another interesting one in the Premier League. At the top of the league, the gap closes with the Reds unfortunately losing, and both Arsenal and Man City getting wins. While at the bottom, Wolves almost get their first win, but they at least get their first points. But what I want to talk about today is, generally, I feel like I'm watching more football where both teams are trying to win, and that is good, a good thing, I think. So I'm going to talk about that, whether Neil and Mark agree with me on that and why we think that might be the case. But first of all, we're going to get straight into the biggest win of the weekend, and maybe of the season. We'll talk about that. Arsenal beat Newcastle, so let's go straight to Laura Kirkfrancis. And it's a smiling Laura Kirkfrancis, of course, because Arsenal did go to St James's Park and did what they don't normally do, which is win. It's hard to know, Laura, isn't it, how big a win is? You can only really tell after time, but it does feel like a massive one, that with everything that happened in the game, with the history there, with the fact that it's just a late goal and they always feeling incredible. But yeah, it does feel instinctively like that could be one that we're talking about in a few months' time.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, as you said, there's a number of reasons why it feels big. First and foremost, our record there is miserable. And I fully predicted a continuation of that theme where we just can't compete with Newcastle in that environment. And also just the nature of the game, not just how we won it, but ultimately I think we deserved to win. And that's not a feeling that I've had against Newcastle. They, you know, outplayed us a number of times last season, particularly in the Carabao Cup. So overall, it's really kind of tick, tick, tick across the board. So I think in terms of momentum, it's a great one. But ultimately, you know, we're still only six games in. I'm slightly bemused by some of the reaction that I've seen on you know, our media saying, well, you know, Arsenal are the ones to beat at the moment. And I'm a bit like, how things change from week to week. But at the moment, I just look at it as a good performance, a great result at somewhere where we don't usually win, and that's kind of it. We go on to the next one.